Path of Nida, 7th Mishnah. We're talking about a woman who gave birth, and the halacha is that she goes to the mikveh after a week after the birth of a son, or 2 weeks after birth of a son. Okay, when she's not seeing any more, has she stopped seeing blood? Then she's tired. If she sees blood the next period of time, till 40 days after the boy or 80 days after the girl, Adam is tor. But even so, she's considered a tvulas yoim, which is like a sheni l'tumah. And therefore we're saying that in this status, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that she could eat maisa, because a person who's a sheni l'tumah could eat maisa, and she also could be mafresh the chala. Now koitza doesn't mean that she proclaims it chala, just she separates it, because once it's chala's status of truma, which she will be matama, but to separate it before she proclaims it chala, since it's not yet chala, she's not going to be matama. So therefore, makefes the koy l'shem, that she brings it close the chala, and brings the chala near the kli that has, you know, the dough that she wants to make chala. She brings near the dough because they have to be near each other, and then she lets go of it and then proclaims it chala. If her saliva or dam tayra, the blood which is tor now, falls on truma, then she'll tor. It's also tor. Why? Because even though we saw that a zav and a zava, even the saliva that comes out of it is tame, but that's by the zav and the zava, which is avatuma. Here she's only a shein of the tuma, so the liquids that come out of the shein of the tuma do not have a status of tuma. He holds at the end of this 40 or 80 day period she needs another tefillah before she brings her korban. She doesn't need a tefillah because the original tefillah was matayer, and therefore she doesn't need another tefillah. But Beis Hillel does agree that in respect to kotrim, she does need another tefillah.